July, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. Those of you who are novices or a little more experienced to the world of conference calling, you figured out how to press *6, so congratulations! You get the prize today. You will be receiving in the mail a 4th of July Freedom Celebration gift basket, courtesy of yours. I'm offended that you're already laughing at me, Rita. You don't believe that I'm going to send out 4th of July Freedom gift baskets, do you?
Nope.
No.
I think you've got enough on your plate.
It'll be a picture of a basket.
On a postcard.
Oh man, you folks know me too well. So thank you for a little bit of levity. I do hope that everybody is having a great 4th of July. Thank you for giving a few minutes of your time to join us today. And those of you who are listening via recording, pardon the levity. I think Marty Jeffrey uses that phrase, or pardon our lightheartedness, because, you know, the oldest book that I read from daily, or most days, is the Bible, and it's pretty funny. I mean, some of them folks, wow, it's like you didn't learn your lesson the first time, so you get to go back to Earth school and do it again and again and again and again until you learn it. So anyways, I've got that book, and I thought I would start out, because I just read this morning. I thought, oh, man, that's really good stuff. I'm not going to preach at you. It's out of the book of Proverbs, which gets quoted a lot. The guy who wrote that, King Solomon, at the time, he was labeled or thought to be the smartest dude in the world. People traveled from, like, a long ways. So, and if you, by the way, if you do have your phone demuted, that means, like, you hit *6. If you could hit that again, because we can hear everything, and I hope that's not me that's making that background noise. I chose to sit as far away from all the rest of the humans that are part of my family. And if you hear, I'm sitting way, way out, like way out in the, not even the backyard. I'm almost on our trampoline. But I want to get some grounding, because I know how long my day is going to be today with fireworks, and which we are practicing. And I would encourage you as well. I know some of you are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. Ruth Graham Bell, Billy Graham's wife, taught me that years ago, that if two people agree on everything, one's not necessary. But we watch fireworks from several miles away from our porch every summer on the 4th of July. It's phenomenal. And if you're ever in the area and it happens to be near 4th of July, we welcome you, any and all. You can come sit in our front yard. You can sit on our porch. You can sit in the backyard. And the kaleidoscope of colors across the river over into Washington. They started last night, and it was phenomenal. But I say all that to say, if you hear a donkey in the background, it's not Vance trying to impersonate a donkey. It's actually a donkey. Our neighbors added one to their Noah's Ark collection, and the last few days we've enjoyed that. Very entertaining. But getting back on subject, and by the way, the topic of today is the new solutions that Nikan has introduced. I want to cover, just run through them really quick and just talk about the features, advantages, and benefits. But more importantly, I want to hear some of your stories of how you've used them, what you've gained, or kind of the ahas you've experienced. I've got the newest one sitting on my lap, the mask, which you're thinking, who cares about a mask? I mean, we can get masks anyways. We can make them. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can make them out of, I've seen some phenomenal masks made. But in the time frame that we are in right now, globally, and whether you want to ignore it or you want to jump on any one of a zillion conspiracy theories, it's up to you. I don't care. But the fact is, statistic information proves this is not a flu. Okay. All right. please understand that. I think most of us are wise enough to realize that. And it's the numbers as of 2 days ago, 50. I'm getting a lot of calls from people right now, and I can't take those calls. So I'm thinking people are just misdialing and dialing my cell phone. Lyle, Rita, can you demute yourself and pop back on? I know those are the two voices I heard. You guys didn't have any problem getting on the line, misdialing?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Not at all. Okay, because it's a new number as of what, 3-4 months ago, I think? So people, I still do it. I had to delete all the old numbers. Anyways, sorry, the hamster in my brain is going like a zillion different directions because I'm a bit sleep deprived. My family chose to watch the movie that was just released on Disney Plus. I think it was Disney Plus last night. The Broadway show Hamilton. And regardless of your political nature and beliefs, this is a phenomenal Broadway stage show that puts the history of our country to song in a ultra beautiful day. And I had been up for a long time yesterday, and so by the time we finally sat down after dealing with the dead battery in one daughter's car and realizing it was actually the starter, so having to call AAA, starting a movie at 10 o'clock at night, probably not the smartest thing we could have done. But anyways, anyhow, I want to go back to the fact that we live in a country, we live in a world today that we have known things that are continually bombarding us. And if we go back to when King Solomon was alive and well, he wrote this. I think he wrote this. Yeah, it says the Proverbs of Solomon, king, son of David, king of Israel. In Proverbs 1, the very, very beginning, it says, wisdom calls out in the street. She raises her voice in the public square. She cries out above the commotion. She speaks loudly. And then it goes on to say, how long, you foolish ones, will you love ignorance? So, and it goes on and on and on in the whole entire book of Proverbs to talk about, you know, if we'll simply say, hey, I don't have all the wisdom, but I can figure out how to gain it. Back when I was in high school, I used to read a proverb a day, and it really changed my mindset. And I think the biggest thing that I learned is Jack Zufelt, in his book, The DNA of Success, taught me, and Jack is actually a personal friend of ours, haven't spoken to him in a while, but he said, you know, if you want to gain wisdom and you want to gain it from people who are already experienced, call them, contact them, offer them to buy them a cup of coffee, take them to lunch or something. And when I'm around people like I was yesterday, a local pastor who's a contractor and a builder, it was like I just started asking him questions. And as we were cleaning up and putting everything away for the day, I was just amazed at what he's done with a simple plot of land and building 25 townhomes. Absolutely gorgeous. That my brother and nephews and I get to contribute to. So here's my point. Yesterday on National Public Radio, they said this, and I quote, requiring passengers from America that are traveling to England to self-isolate for 14 days is seen as a sign of just how poorly the U.S. is handling this pandemic. The statistics don't lie. I know. Some of you are going to tell me, well, these hospitals are getting paid this much for running tests, and they're skewing the numbers. Okay. I get it. And at the same time, we've had people on this call, Carol Noble for one, which shared twice how she was diagnosed with the bug, the love bug, as she calls it, and bounced back really, really well without having to have hospitalization and utilizing these simple solutions. So switching gears right into what we're talking about today, I wanted to do that segue, and hopefully that makes sense. If you took the time in the last week to order three new solutions that Niken introduced, and I know as well. I'm backpedaling just so I can cover all my bases here. I know that some of us will disagree with what Niken has introduced because the ingredients that are in the hand sanitizer that I'm holding in my hands right now, they're not on the clean. I get that. I understand. However, and here's the big however, when I look at what has been available on the market for a couple decades now that's been called hand sanitizer, the chemical list to me is no different than rubbing alcohol, acetone. I can go on and on and on. Mineral spirits. What's the other one that we use in a pinch? Not mineral spirits, but, oh goodness, I can't remember. I can't believe I just forgot this. It's hotter. That's the term they use than gasoline. Anyways, I can see it in my mind's eye. I can't remember the words. We use it from time to time to clean certain chemicals off of sheet metal. But we only use it in rare occasions because it's just not good. Okay. I know that as the Apostle Paul said, you know, when I was a kid, I did childish things. I did things like a kid would. But when I became an adult, I kind of put away those things. I stopped doing that. I'm not as foolish as I was when I was a kid. I don't wash my hands off with gasoline. Okay. I know that you think, oh my goodness, what were you thinking? Well, I was a kid. Using something like this is beautiful. And here's why. Here's the features, advantages, and benefits is that within seconds after you put it on your hands, the ingredients evaporate and there's no smell, there's no toxicity, there's no residue like normal hand sanitizers. 37 billion is what some of the statistics, I looked them up this morning, 37 billion is what they're estimating that the hand sanitizer market will be just in the U.S. in 5 years. 37 billion. That's a lot. That's just in the U.S. I was in the store last night. It's a local Northwest store where I purchased a battery for our daughter's car. There is no hand sanitizer on the shelf. Still none. Clean empty. Whole section. We happened to walk down the detergent aisle, which I hate that aisle because it smells so toxic. But that happened to go down it. And a whole section with notes. Hand sanitizer, limit one per person. There's nothing there. Absolutely nothing. So to me, Niken said, hey, let's tap into. Now, I know, I had a conversation with one of our leaders yesterday. This is not a high profit market item because Niken chose to, hey, let's get it out there. Let's figure out the pricing later. Let's get it so our people can buy it from us. And as Jeannie Zeden, who I don't know if she's on the line this morning, shared with us on Thursday, just like the CM cream, just like everything else that Niken markets for us, a solution, you use it just a teeny tiny bit, period. And it goes a long, long way. It should not replace, when you're at home, warm soap and water. And count ABCs, count whatever, sing happy birthday a couple times, wash your hands. This is simple stuff, but it's sad how most Americans, how most of us don't do it. I shouldn't say most, but quite a few people. And we spread germs and diseases like that. The key is on this, and I learned as a first responder, if you think you're touching something or something that might be dirty, like a gas pump handle, a shopping cart, a bowling ball, those are the top three that have the most amount of germs and diseases on them, those top three items, door handles, all that kind of stuff. This is where this would be great. But the best thing that we can do is don't stick our hands and our fingers in open orifices on our body, our nose, our eyeballs, our ears, our mouth. The list goes on, okay? Don't put our hands. I know it's simple. I know it's simple, but again, I have to go back to the oldest book, filled with wisdom, Proverbs, and read that over and over. It's like, oh my goodness. So let's talk about the face mask real quick. I'm just going to read right off the instructions that come with it. I love this face mask, by the way, because the beauty of it is it's stylish. And now listen very carefully. So now I've put it on, and I'm sitting in our backyard. I look like a total dork, but nobody can see me. But I'm wearing it. Yes, it does, as my dear friend Herb Rapp has taught me. Any mask, and all masks, they restrict breathing. I would not recommend ever, as a first responder, wearing a mask while you're jogging, while you're doing anything extracurricular, because it will restrict airflow. That's the idea. And here, let me just quote real quick, and these are... oh my goodness, I cannot respond to all these texts while I'm attempting to do Saturday AM Live. Let me give you the statistics. And again, some of you are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. Okay, I don't do negative. I can't keep up with all this stuff. So I'm just going to choose to ignore you. The probability transfer percentages, and this comes out of, where did this come from? I don't know if it was the Center for Disease Control or where. I don't know the source. But the transmission probabilities, and this should justify enough. If you don't believe me, find pictures from 20 years ago. When I was in Japan, 21 years ago, right before our oldest daughter was born, coming up on 22, when people are sick, when people are susceptible to diseases and germs, they wear a mask. It's called prevention. They still yet have less than 1,000 people that have died because of COVID in Japan. Just look at the stats. And that's a first world country, by the way, so I don't think they're skewing the stats. I really don't. But maybe they are, maybe they, I don't know. Okay, but I think we can follow their lead. Originally, I said Sweden. I want to retract all that. They haven't done so well. But the U.S., we're number one, not two, not three, not four. We're number one. And that's as much as that song is, I'm going to sing. That's not something we want to brag about. But going back to the transmission probabilities, why? When you're out in public, in the state of Oregon now, it's a mandatory law. You have to wear a mask when you go into public places. It's just a good idea during this pandemic. And again, it could all be a scam. I don't know. It could be a, you know, violation of our rights. It could be. I don't know. But here's the probability. COVID carrier, if I'm wearing a mask and I'm healthy, that's the key, and I come across somebody who's carrying COVID or any other disease, and they sneeze on me, we get too close, violate that 18 inches of separation, and they breathe really heavy on me, I could get it, the probability rate for me is 70% if I'm wearing a mask. Now, if they're wearing a mask, and they actually are a carrier of the love bug, the probability rate, if I'm healthy and I'm not wearing one, but if they're keeping it self-contained, 5%. It reduces from 70% to 5%. If I'm not wearing a mask, and they are. But if both of us are, and here's where it gets fun, the transmission probability is 1.5% for an active person who's carrying it. This could be the flu. This could be anything that is transmitted by breathing, by sneezing, by coughing real hard. Okay, 1.5% probability if both of us are wearing a mask. And I'm healthy. And I know I'm healthy thanks to Nikan. Not making a medical claim, just stating it straight up. I know I'm healthy. So I love the fact that Nikan has made these. They're really easy to use. They're super stylish. They're very flexible. You can wash them. It says that right on. Cleaning instructions, hand wash in warm water with mild detergent. Rinse thoroughly and air dry. Buy two of them, white or black, or two blacks, two whites, I don't care. That way you always have a backup. This took me back to when I was 11 years old and I only had one set of burn bandages. Okay, I was young and foolish at one point. I think I'm getting smarter. And I burned 14% of my body. And for a full year, I got the privilege of wearing pressure bandages to keep the scar tissue at a minimum. The reason I share this, I only had one set of those pressure bandages. And I could wear them a couple days, and I'd have to wash them and then let them air dry overnight. Yeah, it was a lot of fun as an 11-year-old doing that for an entire year. But you let them air dry. This is the same thing. So this was a great reminder to me. Let it air dry. Okay, in the summer months, it's going to dry out faster. For those of you who live in areas where there's humidity, and that is the proper, Lyle will confirm that, that's the proper Texas way to pronounce that word. It's humidity, okay, not humidity, humidity. It'll take a little longer, but it will dry out. Don't put it in the dryer, all right? It'll shrink. But the thing I like best about what Nikan put in this instruction manual, and we don't have a lot of instruction manuals from Nikan, it takes all the questions right out of it. The statistics are all over the page as far as mask sales and estimated sales of where we're going to be with masks. It's ginormous. They don't really have anything to track it here in the U.S. because 6 months ago, it really wasn't an issue because we never did anything regarding that. But in other cultures around the globe, the global sales are amazing. But people would buy the just regular disposable masks, the white ones, the medical ones. And again, that's what I have to go back to my history, my experience, real life, when I was in Japan and I asked that question. I've talked about this on Saturday AM Dive many, many times. Last product, and I don't have it sitting here in my lap with me because it's on back order status. We ordered it, and I don't know, someone can share what the estimated time frame is. Of if they called Nikan and they found out when, but I don't remember. I looked at the date on the order and I don't remember seeing it. But a cleanser, household cleanser, phenomenal product, phenomenal solution to utilize some natural ingredients. And again, I'm sure there's stuff in there that we could probably make our own, but when a company says, hey, here's a solution, use it sparingly because a little will go a long way. I had to go back again to my childhood when my parents for 14 years worked with a company called Shackley. Their motto, and I think it still is today, products in harmony with nature and good health. All of their household cleaning products were biodegradable. And what that meant, what we were told, and as kids, my brothers and I, we knew that if we spilled some, if we were outside or whatever, that in 8 days, by their standards, and they did all the testing, in 8 days, that would be basically back to nature, at one with the earth. We used in the garden their household cleansing product, Basic H, and it made water wetter. So the water would absorb into the roots faster, into the ground faster. And it was a phenomenal product. Thank you, Gary, for your contribution. That's a text that I can read and understand. July 6th. So in 2 days, we'll have the cleanser. Again, I don't know if it's organic. I don't know if it's biodegradable. I don't know. All this stuff was just introduced to us a week ago. So if you've got more contribution you want to add to it. But here's my point. The features, advantages, and benefits is number one, it's priced in a way that I see when you look it up on Amazon, you look up from doing a quick search of some of these other companies, it's priced very, very affordable. Why is that good? And this is the conversation I had for over an hour yesterday with one of our leaders. Why I think it's good, in my opinion, and again, this is simply my opinion, is that we can introduce simple solutions to people and say, yeah, Nikan, we have, as I've stated many times, we have an app for that. We have a solution for that. If you're looking for a really safe cleanser that's not harsh, that doesn't have a bunch of chemicals, when people walk into our homes, climb in our cars or when they're in their own homes, they shouldn't smell a bunch of toxins. They shouldn't smell a bunch of artificial things. They should walk in and it should be a wellness home. It should be an environment that's clean that they don't, their, our bodies don't have to work overtime to filter out all that stuff. Okay. Yeah. Smells are great. Aromas are great. But having a Nikan air unit that cleans the air, and then when there are toxins, and they come really quick, but having a cleanser like this, to me, is just like a no-brainer, that we can clean surfaces. We've got daughters, 10, 18, and 21. And the 10-year-old, she's more, I got to be careful when I say it this way. She's the boy that, you know, that we, I mean, boys are dirty. I know, I is one. And we don't think about things. We come tromping in the house. She's that way. I'll stop. But it's hilarious. And she'll be outside and she'll come in. We're like, hey, Addie, can you go back out in the garage and leave the earth outside? So this is a great, great product. Great product. And I know some of you thought we would talk about the vegan drink for kids of all ages, and the reformulation of the Vital Balance. I almost described it as the name that we used to call it years ago, the Vital Balance. But let's save that, if we can, for 2 weeks from now. Dr. Jones, my dear friend David Jones, is going to be with us. And I'm going to ask Andy Kemi also to join if he's available. I think he might be, but I apologize for not asking him. But these are two gentlemen that I've gleaned a lot of wisdom. We're going to specifically talk about those new products then, 2 weeks from now. And I'll do a quick commercial. Next Saturday, July the 11th, we will have with us, Elaine Connolly and Karen Willens. These two women have taught me so much in the arena of how to be politically correct, because as soon as I open my mouth, I'm very unpolitically correct in the right verbiage. So they'll be with us next Saturday. But 2 weeks from now, let's talk about those two newer nutritional solutions. But let's open it up. Star 6 on your phone line. I took longer than I wanted to, but any and all comments. Some of you have received the product already. What say you? What did you notice? What do you like about it? What do you don't like about it? Let's try and err on the positive side if possible. I got some wonderful comments. As you're queuing up and thinking about what you're going to say to contribute, again, on these three new products, obviously we can't talk so much about the cleanser, but three new wonderful solutions. And I want to just, and I'll share what Dave Johnson shared with me. I just got to find it. I just had it right here. Here it is. I received some really neat comments back from people, and some of them not so positive. on that YouTube video that I included, that Suzanne Steele sent me, that wonderful, wonderful news story about a 102-year young lady who survived at 2 months of age? The Spanish flu. She survived. She's a breast cancer thriver. And she also survived COVID, a COVID thriver. And somebody asked me why I would promote such a political video. I didn't see it as political. I thought it was a really great testament of somebody who is a hero in my book. But Dave Johnson said this, nice. Thanks, Vance, for the happy thoughts. I thought, oh, wow, okay. So my early morning contribution to the literary world yesterday, talking about these, what we're talking about right now, that was the highest praise I could have received from somebody. So what say you? Let's open it up. We've got some time. What are your thoughts?
Vance?
Absolutely. You got me.
Good morning. It's Norma. I have two things. I made a mistake when I first got it to give me a full squirt in the hands. This is a hand sanitizer. It doesn't need a full squirt at all. I had lots of it on my hand, but it felt like pure Alvera. It had that creamy gel type formula to it, and that's the way it felt after. It took a little bit to dry with that much on there, but it felt good afterwards. It didn't pull up my skin or draw it up, so so I kind of liked it. I didn't have a fragrance at all with mine.
Yeah, and I've got a brand new one. I just popped the cap off, and it takes a little bit with any product to prime the pump. And so, Norma, thank you, because you can get too much. And there is a little smell, but you know what I like most about this too, Norma, is that I've got two fresh cuts on my hand because I slipped yesterday, and one is 2 days old, one is yesterday, so less than 24 hours old, and it's about 3/4 of an inch long. And when I put this product in that open cut, it's not bleeding anymore. Don't worry, don't. And please don't text me, folks, or send me an email or call me later today and tell me how young and foolish I am. I know I'm young and foolish. I don't need the reminder. But, Norma, here's an open wound, and it's not burning like regular rubbing alcohol would. And the smell's gone. I just squirted it on. But, Norma, one of the things I want to ask you is have you used other hand sanitizers?
Yes.
Okay. And what's been your thoughts on that?
Well, my hands end up drying out and sometimes cracking if I use it too frequently.
And here's the other thing that the reason why I don't use them and I haven't, again, it's rubbing alcohol, folks. That's all it is. And Charlie Franklin taught me this years ago. When it comes to air, water, and I'd say skin filtration, if I can throw that in there. If we don't utilize an exterior unit, an exterior product like this that is really designed to help our body, then our bodies and our body's organs become that filter. In other words, it's got to go somewhere. And mark my words, it'll probably be here sooner than later. We're going to see a lot of people's kidneys and livers and their organs shutting down because of absorbing so much chemicals that are not good. And I think this is a good one. Again, I don't know exactly. But the first ingredient is water. It says that I'm looking right at I have to squint a little bit and push it a little further away. But Norma, what about the mask? Any thoughts on the mask?
Actually, I don't like masks. I haven't even tried it yet. I have them, but I was planning on using them today, but I did not take them out of the package.
Okay. So you're gonna use it you're just going to put the plastic right over your mouth and nose?
Exactly. I think I could breathe better that way.
It does say that, folks. By the way, sorry. Some of you are going, man, stop. Or you're just hanging up, and that's fine too. But it says risk of suffocation. Plastic bags can be dangerous. To avoid the danger of suffocation, keep this bag away from babies and children. Do not use this bag in cribs, beds, carriages, and playpens. This bag is not a toy. I didn't know that bags were a toy, but I appreciate Nikan for reminding me. And again, I know you don't have to send me a text. But thank you, Norma. I appreciate that. These are just common sense solutions, common sense contribution
to
the call.
Hey, Vance.
Yes,
Vance,
go ahead.
Renee. This is Renee. I just took my mask out of the bag a few moments ago, and I put it on. I thought, oh, my goodness, it's way too big. And then I remembered what Luis had done on the kickoff call the other day. He pinched the nose, and then all of a sudden it fit fine. So if somebody feels that it's big on them, pinch the nose, and then it fits to you.
Yeah, it's got a soft, just a really soft piece of moldable, I'm guessing aluminum in there. I'm not going to tear it apart. That would be kind of foolish. But the nose piece runs about 2 inches or so. I didn't measure it from where the bridge of the nose is. And it's soft. The ones that we have, and I'm going to put it back on again, and you can hear my voice get muffled again. The ones that we have that are issued to us at the fire department, they've got a much bigger clip. The masks that you can buy, if you can find them, because I know there's still a high demand for them. The ones that you can buy for, like, the painters use, they have a bigger, it's got a bigger piece of aluminum that's moldable. And I inherited the the bigger nose of my two brothers and I, and my the bridge of mine, I don't think I ever got it broken or anything, but mine's a little bigger than theirs, so it doesn't fit as snug as I'd like it to, but it's still, again, nothing's 100%, unless we all want to walk around wearing self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBAs is what they're called in the fire industry, and we wear them when we go in a fire or a car fire or hazmat spill. We will wear those, and those give us a tank of air, you know, up to 45 minutes if we're breathing normal. We don't want to go that route. But the first responders, the paramedics, they're wearing some really high intense stuff. This is a really good consumer product. So thank you, Renee. And by the way, Norma is from Kansas. Renee is from Michigan. Norma, is it Missouri? I thought it was Kansas.
No, Missouri, outside Kansas City.
That's right, outside of Kansas City. I knew there was a Kansas somehow connected to it. So I just want people to reference so we can hear who's on the call and where these contributions are coming from.
Hi, Vance. This is Karen.
Good morning, Karen, and thank you in advance for sharing with us next Saturday. What say you about these?
Well, I got mine yesterday, and I was really excited. So I used the hand sanitizer right away because I had a client sitting here when I opened the package. She came with the mail. I really like it. It softens the skin. And I noticed that because of the aloe in there particularly, I have a thumb that I broke when I was 14. Do the math, I'm a little over 70. So that's a long time ago. And I noticed that my thumb worked easier, and it didn't hurt me as much as it usually does. So the aloe in it is doing something to help itself. And my guess would be also that the CBG and CBD are doing something in there as well. So I was very pleased with that. The mask I haven't used personally yet. I do like the fact, and I've been saying for years, I want to find people who want natural solutions. I should put a billboard on me. Well, now I have one, and it goes across my face because it says me can. It's a conversation starter, which I love. So I plan on using that when I go out. The cleaner, while our website says cleaner, and yes, it is, the essential oils in there are, and by the way, it is biodegradable. It's deionized water and alcohol. Those are the ingredients that are listed along with the essential oils. So I use essential oils all the time. And citrus oils are disinfecting. So people know that lemon oil disinfects. It's good for all kinds of uses. So lemon oil is in there, grapefruit oil, and orange oil. Those are all disinfectants. Now, what people don't realize is, and this is genius on Niken's part, because there are other essential oils that actually work to protect with viruses. Citrus essential oils, the addition of those, are going to help fight any moods that get down because of isolation. You notice I worded that very carefully.
Yes, yes. And you not only worded it very carefully, but there's a nice commercial for how you're going to teach us next Saturday along
exactly.
with Elaine. And Karen, I know you can go, you can pontificate greatly and help me understand more about why essential oils. And I jokingly for years, and I know people, again, please don't send me a text or an email and say, how dare you. I've always jokingly said, and it's because my friend that I was on the phone with yesterday, he always jokingly referred to them as non-essential oils. And I take that back. I want to retract that if I can, because that's negative, and it shouldn't. These are solutions that are so, so simple. And I don't know, we don't know that Niken is or is not going into that market, because typically in the past, they've always refrained from their research and development. That's what they are, a research and development company. They've always refrained from going into an arena that they can't really have a niche. And when you look at the ingredients on what's in what I'm holding in my hand, the hand sanitizer, I now took the time to read it down. And Karen, I love what you're saying about a cleanser that's got essential oils in it rather than a bunch of chemicals that so often, and here's our market potential, Karen, and you brought this up, so I want to have you comment some more about this. Our market potential is anybody that's wearing a mask. And how difficult is it to start a conversation like I did with a couple at Costco? She's got a ginormous mask on that makes her face look like a duck. Two big yellow bills. And then green on the side, I think it was for the University of Oregon Ducks. And then her husband had, I can't remember what his was. And so I paused. I kind of kept the 6 feet of separation. And I said to them, hey, folks, I couldn't help but notice, but you would definitely win the Costco Mask of the Day award. They both went into the character of their mask and thought it was the funniest. And I started laughing. And on a, how difficult would it have been for me, and I didn't have any on me, to whip out a business card and say, hey, you guys are so, so funny. Could I interview you?
Yeah.
And you can explain to me why you chose to go this route, because you could add so much comedic value to those of us who are hunkering down. And that's a ploy that I can use. Or my point is this, I would say I would, because that was my mistake when I was in Costco 2 times ago and I met a young lady who so inspired me about working a dead-end job at Amazon. So here's my point. Karen, do you remember the number? This is a test. It's a pop quiz. And you're going to send me a hate text after I do this. I know
you are.
No,
I'm going to call you.
Do you remember what the number was last Saturday a week ago that Luis said that when these three products, these three solutions were introduced in Mexico, it would be 3 weeks ago now. Do you remember that the number that he said of units sold immediately?
Oh, there were thousands of them.
53,000, folks.
Yes.
53,000 units. The way that I interpreted that is here, and this is what, here's a challenge to us as the U.S. consumers, because I was on the Zoom, just like Karen was, just like a bunch of us were, and I started giggling because of the questions that we started asking. And I could see on Ruben's face and on Luis's face what they were, they need to work on their poker faces. I could see what they were saying without saying it, and it's simply this. Hey, we just introduced these in Mexico. We sold 53,000 units right out of the gate. This is the way I interpreted this. They did not say this, folks. This is the way I interpreted it, okay? This is Vance's interpretation of it, okay? And Luis speaks three languages, so English, Spanish, and Japanese interpretation. This is what his face was conveying to me. Hey, Vance, stop asking questions. Just order the product, model the product, use the product. You'll sell more of the product. Your business will grow. Your healthy finances pillar will grow. It'll be a win, 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 win. I mean, just it'll just go on from there. That's all. Now, will our business profits grow because of these three products? Probably not so much. Because they're priced just above, I think that's the way it works out, and I haven't sharpened the pencil to do the math. But when we introduce people to Nikan and say, yeah, we have some amazing solutions, as Ruth Williams told my mom almost 28 years ago, well, I don't know if that'll help that, but it might. Let's check it out. So that's kind of the narrative that I took away from it. So 53,000 units sold in Mexico. And if you haven't ordered yours yet, I would encourage you to do it. They're very inexpensive, and it sure beats having to go buy them from the store. Then model it, wear it when you're out in public wearing a mask or not wearing. I mean, it's just, and again, every state is different. I go back to 2 days ago, 55,000 new cases. So any other contributions? Thank you, Karen, by the way. And Karen is from Wisconsin. I don't know why that makes a big difference to me, but it just does. Star 6 on your phone line, by the way. If you've never contributed, we'd love to have your contribution.
Hey, Vance. This is Renee again. Ron just looked up the ship date for the cleanser. It's 7/6.
7/6. So that's July 6th. Yeah, Gary had sent me a text, and I don't know yeah, so thank you. That bears repeating. And thank you for saying that. Oh, there we go. Oh, look at this. Your wonderful husband is contributing all kinds of things. Yes, thank you. You're scaring me now, Ron, by the way. Lacquer Thinner. Lacquer Thinner was the name of the product. I couldn't remember before. We use it sparingly because it will remove, literally, when you scratch a piece of metals, the metals we use in our industry, we can almost buff it out. If it doesn't scratch all the way down to the raw steel, we can buff the colors and blend them together with lacquer thinner. So going back to my earlier point, a hand cleanser like this is not lacquer thinner. It's not gasoline. It's not a solvent. But it's, and again, there are some of the ingredients that are not on the safe list. So you may or may disagree, you may or may not agree with what Nikan's doing. And that's okay. Let's focus on the positive. Again, nothing's perfect, but this is way, way better. So questions, comments, concerns. We'll go that direction.
Vance?
Again, yes, go ahead.
Hi there, this is Linda.
Linda, you just like everybody else, you haven't said, you got to say right up front. Linda from Lakewood, Washington.
This is Linda from Lakewood, Washington, near Seattle. And happy 4th to everybody and to you and your family as well, Vance. I have a quick testimony. Can I share that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm excited as everybody who has received their, I get up to go and do something. I'll get breakfast, and there's my box right on my porch yesterday morning. So my mother has been in dialysis. This is going into her 8th year, and she goes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we have this wonderful person there at her dialysis center here in Lakewood that is just very sweet with her. And now with all the COVID, she has to come out to the curb and get her, and she gives her a mask and all that stuff. And we can't go inside the building anymore, like there's a waiting area. So I've been giving her wonderful little gifts because she's just been a good person and she's a Christian and all that. Anyhow, I gave my very first sanitizer to her yesterday. And I said, this is just for you, Cindy. You've just been so good to my mom. And I told her it had, you know, the good stuff in it. It wasn't just about the alcohol. And it's just a great way to give to someone that you care about or that you see on a regular basis, maybe your postman or whatever. It's just a nice little thing to say, here it is. And I put my label on there. And this is for you and your husband. Have a good 4th of July. And let me know what you think. So this is what I love. It's another great door opener, like with our CM cream samples when we had that. So that's what I'm doing with the samples that I got. So that's my first testimony. I wore my mask yesterday. I got 5 in black, 5 in white. So I have my little mask, Nikan mask accessories, and so I'm wearing those now. So that's the way we can advertise who we are.
You know, and Linda, you bring up a really, really valid point that because I'm looking at this, and if I could only see your eyes above the nose line or above the vest, you're one of those type of people, and folks, Linda and I go back a few years, but you're one of those type of people that, as all of us, we should be able to convey a smile using our eyes. And you're one of those that definitely has that ability. But it is challenging. And I will admit, and this is what I said to Emily, our daughter, last night, and this gentleman blew by us in the store, and I thought, oh, now that's not him. I said, you know, it's difficult to see people behind a mask. But we have to adapt. We really do. I don't like it, just like anybody else, but we can't argue with the facts. And again, folks, I'd really encourage you, probably most of the people who are in the category of they're rebelling, my father's in this category. He will not. He does not want to. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, Dad, you got to come on. But there's a lot of other crazy stuff that he does. He drives a Crown Victoria, Linda, that is a retired police cruiser. And it has a big red plastic popcorn bowl on top, upside down. And it's the funniest, and he's got a roof rack because he hauls all kinds of stuff. But he's one of those type of people that doesn't believe that he should do this. And I keep saying, hey, Dad, it's not a bad idea when you go into areas. But he's stubborn. He still does stuff that he doesn't wear ear protection. He doesn't wear, you know, it's like, what's the big deal? And anyhow, but again, this is, as you pointed out, it's a great advertisement. They're beautifully
done. I love that
done.
It's a good door opener. I'm hoping that maybe we can keep maybe one of the products, and if we could keep one. I love the idea of the sanitizer because that's like the big thing now in the last 3 or 4 months. And I love that it's a travel size. I don't know of any that are. So I love the size of it. I throw it in my pocket or my purse, and I'm not going to keep it in the car, so I leave it in my purse or whatever I'm carrying. And I just think it's a great way to show what you're doing. When I went to the store yesterday, to the dollar store, I put it on my hands, and I do it in front of people so you can see, well, what's that? You know, that's what free advertising is. So God bless the Nikon people who came up with this, whoever they were, God bless them. The Nikon saints that we have, the angels that we have in Nikon, God bless them all.
Yeah. And the 3.38 ounces.
Right, I noticed that.
And one thing that Pam Barnes, and I almost forgot to share this, she couldn't be with us, and I asked her, I spoke with her last Saturday afternoon. She immediately, and I know this is kind of a Shar Rogers thing, and I'm not throwing my mom under the bus, but Pam, who is as a works in the dental industry, she ordered 50 bottles of the hand sanitizer, and she said, Vance, this was a no-brainer for me.
Absolutely.
When I walk into a dental office, and they're wearing gloves, obviously, when they're putting their hands in people's mouth. I mean, that you talk about being on the front line. That's serious because, you know, I sat in the dentist chair 2 weeks ago, and I know that. But they're wearing face masks. They're wearing the complete eye clear shields, and they're wearing gloves, and they're breathing very carefully. I could hear my dentist was breathing differently than he normally does. Same with the hygienist. Mm-hmm. But Pam said having 50 bottles of this, she said, I wish I had it prior to Tuesday because I'm walking into a bigger, dental hygienists are basically like, how do you describe that? They're a profession by hire. They rotate around, at least the ones I've gotten to know. And Pam said, if I had that on hand, I literally could walk in there and say, hey, this is the product you guys need. You need to throw away all that other stuff, and here's why. And as a Nikon convert, she can speak educationally and just say, here's why. And just show them the ingredient and say, hey, this is what it costs me, plus shipping, and boom, sell it. Become a hand sanitizer sales lady. Why not? Right, Linda?
And so I love the size of it. And just put a bunch in your car or in a bag and just go out and nicking around, as the dentist would say when we're nicking around, and just share it with people. I love it. It's
like you're just a, you're walking salesperson. And I love that it's a door opener because, no, we won't get rich off of this, but we can share the wellness home through this. And you can share your testimony, our what is that, what we call it, our elevator pitch, or, you know, we can do all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and on that note, since you brought it up, Linda, I have to segue right into two other areas real quick. Is that, and I, if somebody else wants to make a contribution or ask a question, we've got a few minutes left, is that when it comes to really opening the door, utilize the sizzle calls. Holy smokes, Batman. Mm-hmm. Lucretia Dodd was on fire the other day. I can't remember, was that Monday or Tuesday? And Pam Barnes, it must have been Monday. Pam Barnes didn't really have to interview her. She just turned the call over to her. And you want to talk about getting around people who are high power energy, just crazy fun every day, 5:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8:35 p.m. out on the East Coast. If you don't have that number, I'm going to give it to you again so it gets on the recording here. Let me bring it up really, really, really quick. Where did it go? Boy, I texted a lot yesterday. The number to catch that live Monday through Friday, 701-791-9218. Again, that's area code 701-791-9218. That's the daily sizzle call hosted by different people. Yesterday was Jacqueline Dodd sharing her experience using the duct tape. Now, some people are going to be high energy like Lucretia Dodd, and you're just going to be attracted like a, you know, a moth to a flame. And then other people are going to be more casual, like Dennis Williams. You know, he interviewed, or he had Dr. Shirley Williams. She shared the results of duct tape as well. I don't know if duct tape is the theme of the week or what, but my point is you tap into that and invite people and say, hey, look, it's only a 10-minute call. Can I text you the number? And then you can see what this is all about. It's really quite phenomenal. It's not a new company. We're way older than Amazon. We're just not as well known. But we've had a global impact and just coming up with some wonderful solutions that we can help. And then on that note as well, Linda mentioned elevator speech. There's still time if you want to really ramp up for free the ICANN attitude. Course, we kicked it off Thursday night 2 days ago. We've got room for some more people. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you. And all the information is on SaturdayAMLive.com in the ICANN Attitude Development Course. It's just phenomenal. And I could share testimony after testimony. I could even read some that were sent to me this week that brought tears to my eyes about the growth that's happened. And I kind of lead it, kind of facilitate it, but I'm pulling back and allowing some of the other leaders, like Karen Willens, she'll be facilitating it this week. But check it out Thursday night if you want to join us. The call commences at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same number you dialed this morning. So that's 9 p.m. out on the East Coast. And it's 35 minutes, of actual coaching, facilitating, training, utilizing the wisdom from William Todd, Michael DiMuccio, and specifically the writer of the whole program, Mr. Marty Jeffries. And I've never, this is my fourth year into it, I've never in the almost 52 years that I've been alive, heard something so amazing. And again, it's free. All it costs is your commitment of time. 30 minutes on Thursday evening, and then about 15 to 25 minutes per day to do the homework, depending on the lesson that week. And it's very easy to follow. And the group of people that are doing it this session are just, they're just amazing. They always are amazing. But, anyhow, that's my plug for that. Thank you. Let's see if I can go in reverse order and remember everybody. Thank you, Linda from Washington, Karen from Wisconsin, Ron and Renee from Michigan, Norma from Missouri is how you properly pronounce it. I don't think I missed anybody. And then always, of course, Rita and Lyle for being the guest hosts before the hosts got on. So I know we couldn't cover everything, but that kind of just scratched the surface. Dave Johnson is commencing right now, so hopefully you can jump on over to that. But if there's anything that I can do on my end, if you've got a question, a comment, a concern, there's a lot of promotions going on right now, and Nancy Cosman sent me a beautiful email yesterday and saying, boy, it'd be great if we had a cheat sheet. They're changing so fast, and I know it's hard to understand them all. But if you just go back, and there's no really sense of just, but if you go back and read them and call Meekin, make them explain it to you until you understand it, because I don't even understand it all. But what I do know is that when we order certain products, we're going to get free Meekin reward dollars when we consistently get on auto ship. And a lot of changes to the structure and all, I have to trust Meekin. They know what they're doing. And if they don't, then, oh, well, we'll just deal with it, because we're all in this together for good. We don't do negative. And because there's like 8 or so negative people out there in the world. They just move around a lot, you know. That's what I've discovered. And I think that's it. So thank you for all of your contributions, everybody.